Good afternoon. Welcome once again to Line One, your health connection from Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm your co-host, Dr. Thad Woodard. Our guest today is Jennifer Bitterman. Jennifer is the communications director for Levanta, and Levanta is an organization that is responsible for Medicare's Beneficiary and Family-Centered Care Quality Improvement Organization program in Alaska and also in a number of other states. This program is mandated to look into helping improve effectiveness, efficiency, economy, and quality of services delivered by delivered to Medicare beneficiaries. So in a sense, what we're trying to do with this program is help listeners understand this program, what it can do for them, and how you might get in touch if you have issues that is related to this program. During the next 58 minutes or so, if you have questions or comments, as usual, you can email me directly at line1@alaskapublic.org. You can always call us locally at 550-8433, 550-8433. And we also have a toll-free number, 1-888-353-5752. Jennifer, welcome to Line 1. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
I appreciate you having me.
So I assume you or your organization really contacted us, and what you're trying to do is make sure Medicare beneficiaries and actually some providers as well are aware of this program. Is that that basically the issue today?
It is. The quality improvement organizations for Medicare have been around for more than 30 years. But until you become a Medicare participant, you may not be aware of this free service that's available to you. So what we're trying to do is get the word out there so that people can access the service as they need it.
So I tried to briefly describe the purpose of the program, but perhaps I should ask you to also expand on my attempt to let us know what the program is all about.
Medicare is concerned that patients are receiving good quality health care. And I think it's one of the phenomenal best-kept secrets that we have in Medicare is that they are concerned about it, and they want patients and caregivers to speak about it. And so we have services and programs that are available for all Medicare beneficiaries and also for the caregivers to help make sure that their loved one is receiving the best care that we can give them. So when they are admitted into a hospital, a skilled nursing home, home health, they're required to get what's called an important message from Medicare. And it's a couple of pieces of paper that describe to them what their Medicare rights are. And if they feel like their right to good quality care is being violated or they have questions about it, then on that piece of paper, it tells them that they can call Levanta. So one of the services that we offer is to do a review for Medicare patients who have questions about the care they're receiving or if they feel like they're being discharged from the hospital too soon. We also have what we call immediate advocacy. So as you are receiving services, whether it be in the hospital setting or just from your local physician or pharmacy or physical therapist, if you have questions about the care that you're receiving or having trouble getting an appointment scheduled because phone lines are busy or having trouble getting medications from the pharmacy because the prescription isn't going through from the physician office. Just even little things like that, we're here to help. And as I mentioned earlier, all of our services are 100% free or included as part of your benefit of being a Medicare beneficiary. And whether it's Medicare Part A, Part B, or if you're part of a Medicare Advantage plan, we can help all patients.
So, I'm not picking on you or Levanta or anybody here when I say this, but I've been a Medicare recipient for a couple of years, and I think I'm pretty well understand the system and healthcare, being a physician. But I was not aware of that. Is there information that comes with the your application and the Medicare booklet I get every year that it talks about this, and I'm just not reading the print well enough, or is there a renewed effort to let people know about this program?
are listed in the Medicare and You handbook.
Okay.
We're also listed on the Medicare.gov website. So when you go to Medicare.gov and you can ask it a question, or you can say, you know, I have a question about my care, the quality of my care, there's some keywords that you need to ask Google or ask Medicare.gov to be able to trigger the right responses. And the thing that we want people to be aware of and most conscious of is the quality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I guess I haven't had any quality issues. I haven't been hospitalized, haven't been to an institution. So it's a problem with me not having, one, not having had a problem, and not, two, try to figure out how I was going to resolve the problem. But you're saying at Medicare.gov, or in the booklet that we get every year, there's information about how to contact you all and the purpose of the program and what kind of problems you handle.
That is true. That is true. And as we go through the program today, I can give you more examples.
Good.
Of the types of issues that we run into and what we're actually able to provide to patients who call to us. But we do have our own helpline that's available at 1-877-588-1123. We have a website at levantaqio.com, and we also have an app that's available on the iPhone and Android app stores, Medicare Helpline app, that you can download, and that will give you quick and easy access to us.
So tell us a little bit about this program, in the sense that your company administers it. Tell us about Levanta. How many other organizations may do this throughout the United States, and how many states, for example, Levanta is doing the administration of it?
So Levanta has been working on this contract for the last 3.5 years, and the way that the program has been set up, it was established 30 years ago as a peer review organization, and it's evolved over time to where we are today. And what CMS has done over the years is they've listened and they've learned from the types of issues and questions that were being asked of the peer review organizations, and they were trying to look at the landscape of healthcare and see where they wanted healthcare to go. And what they realized relatively quickly is that there were specific quality issues that kept coming up as being questions, and that's where the discharge appeals came from. And if a patient is being discharged, they're required to receive a notice now, and as part of that notice process, then we have the quality improvement organizations who are there to assist the patients and family members to make sure that they are indeed ready for discharge. So that's where it's really important that patients are aware of the quality of care and have a general understanding of what good quality is. It's more than just, you know, they were nice to me and, you know, he has a good bedside manner, because those things are critically important. And it's more than just, you know, that the outcome was what you wanted it to be. It's that we want patients to feel like they're participating in their care and that their voices are being heard and that they're having discussions and feel like they're a part of the decision-making process. It's all of these things combined that make up the quality that we're talking about. And we hope, and what our plan is that when we can get all of these things working well together, then we will have better outcomes and we'll have less readmissions into the hospital and those types of things, so that people are indeed getting better care.
A number of issues related to quality have, and I think people aren't aware of this, it comes down through Centers for Medicaid, which is the CMS. I should have asked you to—you used that acronym a minute ago, and I should have asked you to define that. So let me ask you to define CMS because you used that before I go ahead with my question.
I did. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Right. And that's a federal organization that is really, I think, as a physician, I see it as moving hard to try to guarantee quality in our outcomes. Medicare is moving definitely already towards a value-based quality indicator payment system, and I don't think necessarily all our listeners or even many of them realize that it's not going to be a fee-for-service pay arrangement anymore. So that's another effort along this whole big generic idea of trying to improve quality. Is that fair to say? I don't want to overstate what I think I see happening.
No, I would agree. And I think one of the great things, though, that that Levanta offers is the voice of the patient. So Medicare has established these programs that are out there available for all of the different provider settings. And now, and not just now, but we need to be hearing from the patient. And what is it that they want? What is it that they see that they need? Because I think that's just going to add to the work that they're doing on the provider side, because we can take what we learn from the patients and go over and talk to the providers and say, hey, here's what we're seeing and here's what we're hearing. We need to work on this together.
Let me take just a second to remind listeners, or you're listening to Line One, Your Health Connection, and my guest today is Jennifer Bitterman. Jennifer is the communications director for Levanta, and Levanta is the organization responsible for the administration of Medicare's beneficiary and family-centered care quality improvement program in Alaska. Also, they do this in a number of other states. So what we've been talking about is the function of this organization, which is really trying to drive effectiveness and quality efficiency of the services. The organization and initiative has been going on for 30 years or so. Jennifer is trying to make sure representatives or beneficiaries of Medicare is aware of those services and how to get in touch with them. If you've got questions or comments about today's program, and you want to ask Jennifer particularly specific questions, you can call us locally at 550-8433. That's 550-8433, our toll-free number 1-888-353-5752. And as usual, our email address is line1. You spell that out, L-I-N-E-O-N-E, line1@alaskapublic.org. So tell us a little bit more specifically, I guess, about how the program might work. Maybe one way to do this, and you can take it a different way, is just to take somebody goes into the hospital or goes to a physician and X happens and they have some questions. What happens next?
So going with the example that we were talking about before, where a patient is admitted into the hospital, and a lot of times admissions are planned, and you have a planned surgery, and we encourage you to have the conversation with your provider before you go in of, here's what's going to happen on day one, here's how I'm going to feel on day two, and here's how I'm going to feel on day four, and what the physician is looking for in terms of what we would call clinical indicators, whether it be your blood levels are good, you've passed all of his tests, so to speak, and you're ready for discharge. And I think one of the biggest things that we want people to be aware of is the hospital is for an acute instance, which means that you need to be really, really sick to be in the hospital in our day and age. And when you're ready to leave the hospital, you're not going to be feeling 100%. But there's always questions about, when am I really ready to go home? What is it, you know, what if I don't feel like I'm well enough? I still can't walk. I, you know, am having trouble getting, you know, even out of bed. I don't have home health set up. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing when I go home. Those types of questions. So the patient, again, is supposed to receive the notice saying that you're ready for discharge. The hospital is going to have a conversation with you and your family saying you're ready for discharge. Here's what's going to happen today or tomorrow, you know, and start the ball rolling. That's when you can call Levanta. And we get thousands and thousands of calls a month from patients all across our region saying, hey, I have a question about my discharge. I don't think I'm ready yet, and here's why. And what we do then is we take your name, your Medicare beneficiary number, and your hospital name. And that's really all the information we need to start working on your behalf. We will contact the facility. We're going to get a copy of the notice that you received. We'll get a copy of the medical record, and we'll talk to the nurses or the discharge planner on call, on staff, who you've been working with, to have the discussion of, okay, what clinically, what's been happening, how have they been feeling, what are the milestones they've met, how is it going, and we'll take their information along with the information that you provide us over the phone, and we'll send that to our physician reviewer to have him review both of those accounts and the medical record. And our independent physician reviewer will make a decision on whether or not he feels that you've met the Medicare criteria to be discharged from the hospital. Mm-hmm. So, but one of the other things that we offer to patients is, so we may make the decision that you are indeed ready for discharge. Because, again, we mentioned earlier, you might not be feeling 100%, which is okay, because what the hospital is saying is that you are no longer at that acute level. You're no longer critical anymore. We can handle you at another level of care. It's not that we're, you know, sending you home with absolutely nothing. We're sending you home with a lifeline, I would hope. And so what we can offer is, through our immediate advocacy program, we can offer that additional help and support to make sure that the patient has the home health set up at home, that if they needed a wheelchair, that it gets delivered, that if they need a hospital bed at home, that that gets delivered. All of these things that need to happen in order for the patient to be able to manage their health at home, if that's where they choose to go, we want to make sure that they have the right tools to be able to do that. Also, during this process, we want to make sure, especially for people who have received a new diagnosis, who it can be scary sometimes. Some, you know, things that are going on within your body and you don't really understand it. It's all new to you. They're throwing all these new words at you. We can help explain that to you, and we can help be that mediator and the facilitator so that the words, you know, and what you're being instructed by your doctor or the hospital, and we can try to reiterate that and put it into different words so that it's easier to understand. And so we also can review with you your discharge plan and make sure that you understand, okay, here's how you should be feeling in a week. Do you have your follow-up appointment set up? Do you have your medications at home? Do you need help getting food? Have you been to the grocery store, or has somebody brought you groceries? And do you understand what your warning signs are? Because that's another critical piece to being able to go home is, what do I do if I start not feeling good? How do I handle that? What am I supposed to be doing? How does this all work? Because, again, it could be a new diagnosis. It could be a new illness. You're not feeling good, and so, you know, things aren't – you're not processing things as easily as maybe you would have if you're feeling 100%. So we want to be able to help make that clear for you and easy for you so that way you can be successful at home and you will get better.
Okay. All righty. I want to come back. I have a couple of questions of my own, but we do have a caller, and I want to take her questions, Jennifer. Lauren, you're on line one. What can we do for you?
Hi. I have just found out I'm on Medicaid and Medicare. I just found out about Luvanta, and I just found out about MedExpert. And I have two questions. I'd like to find out which one I should use first, and which one would be the best one, Luvanta or MedExpert, to advocate to my orthopedic surgeon's office to get me in before March 22nd for surgery. I've been bumped from October, and I was told I could have my surgery in January, and then they called me a week later and they said March 22nd. I called and talked to one of the people in the office. And I said, does this have anything to do with that I'm on Medicaid and Medicare and that maybe you don't get paid as much for me and you have to spread us out, the ones that are Medicaid and on Medicare? You have to spread those patients out. And she said, you're absolutely right. And then the reason I don't want to go to another surgeon, it took me 3 years to find a surgeon that knew what Stickler syndrome is and how to operate on my type of bone problems and things like that.
All right. So, Lauren, as I understand it, there's a couple of issues here that we need to help you with, and somewhat with me. I don't know the difference between med expert and Levanta, and so we'll ask Jennifer if she can help us with that. And then, as I understand your issue, you have a specific orthopedic problem. You've had some difficulty finding someone who could do the surgery, and now you're wondering if who can help you try to expedite that surgery being done. Is that right?
Yes, because my hips are, I've been told, are that of an 80-year-old, and I'm in extreme pain. I'm on the most pain medicine you can legally be on, and it's still not enough. And I keep getting bumped in this practice.
Okay. All right. Jennifer, can you help Lauren?
Yes. So what I would encourage you to do is I would like you to call our 800 number for Levanta and talk to one of our nurses. And what we need to explain and to understand the concern is that your care is being delayed. And the question is that we want to prevent from that from causing any problems down the line, right? And so what we want to do is try to understand why the surgery keeps getting delayed, if there is a valid, medically valid reason, or and talk to your orthopedic surgeon and his office about that and see if there's a quality issue there with him continuing to delay this surgery. So I would encourage you to call us. I'm not familiar with MedExpert, but just Googling them online right now. They're a medical decision support company that I believe works with them. Are they your managed care plan?
No, they advocate for anybody on Medicaid. They are licensed by Medicaid to work for doing what you do at Levanta. And I'm wondering, do I go through Medicaid or Medicare for help?
Right. We will work together with them. So if you would call us first, because it's a surgery like you've described, I would assume that would be you're planning on that being paid for out of Medicare. Is that right?
Right. And
yeah.
My hip is fusing, and I might have to have chemotherapy. That's how bad they are.
I understand. I would like you to call us. Do you need me to give you the phone number again?
Is it on? I can Google it, right?
Yes, it's on our website at LevantaQIO.com. That's probably the easiest thing to remember.
All right. And do you know if that's legal to keep bumping me just because of the money factor that I'm on Medicaid and Medicare?
I can't speak to I can't speak to what they, you know, what you heard them say on the phone or not. What I can do, though, is look at we can have a physician look at your medical record and make sure that it's not a quality issue to continue to delay it. So That's really the primary focus of our review, is to make sure that the, quote, the business office, or, you know, just the general operations of an office are not interfering with your care.
Okay, I appreciate that, because I can't use a walker past 100 feet. I have to go into a wheelchair. That's how bad it is.
I understand.
You're going to, Lauren, you're going to have to talk with one of the representatives, specifically with Levantis. I just want to remind you, Jennifer's just their communications person, so I think she's telling you the right information, and once they get that information, they will research the issue and get the answers for your questions. That's the way this should happen.
And about the legality of bumping me?
Yeah, I think you'll have to ask them. And okay. You've had somebody say that might be the reason. We don't necessarily know that's the reason. So, but I think it's reasonable to bring it up if that's a concern.
So, very much.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lauren. Good luck. Jennifer, I did also get an email. I'm trying to read this. It's pretty straightforward, but the writer wants to know who looks into the questions of the care that we may have. Is it someone outside of the state? That's their first question. So these representatives that are checking on the care are really outside of Alaska and then communicating and working with the institutions or providers in the state. Is that right?
Not necessarily. We are required to contract with physicians who either live, work, or have significant experience of working within the states that we review. So all of the physicians that would review these medical records have that geographic requirement fulfilled. And so they either currently live in the state or are licensed in the state.
Okay. So it could be that somebody in the state or in Anchorage in particular, if it's the question's coming, could be involved in helping resolve these issues.
True, but the one thing I would like to clarify is I don't want that to sound like they know any of the participants or are working in the facility that we're reviewing. There's no conflict of interest here.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Two more questions that this writer asked, which I think are good, is one is how long does it typically take for this someone to look into and review specific concerns? I mean, I'm sure there's a variation in that, but on average, she's asking, how long does it seem to take?
When we are reviewing something for a patient who's currently in a facility or currently receiving care, we can turn those reviews around in hours. Normally within 24 to 48 hours, we can complete our discharge appeals. Some of the other reviews that we do, we can review of care that's received up to 3 years ago. And so in some of those cases where the care is in the past, we have a little bit longer to take a look at those, and normally that'll take about 30 days total, 30 to 45 days.
Okay. And her last question is, have you all evaluated that when you get involved in a decision that, say, what percentage of those questions get resolved to the satisfaction of the Medicare recipient?
So part of the CMS does evaluate us on the satisfaction we have with patients, but one of the things I would like to spend a few minutes here talking about in terms of the satisfaction is when you call Levanta and you're talking to us about your discharge, you may think that the best place for you to be at that time and place is to stay in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But after discussing with our nurses, receiving the decision from our physician, and then further discussing with us about your discharge plan, what your concerns are, let's talk about those. Let's try to resolve those with you on the phone before you're discharged. Mm-hmm. So It's not, you know, I mentioned earlier the whole quality of care and what's important and what's not. You know, you may think you wanted A when you called us, but you ended up with B, and you were perfectly fine with that. So just keep that in mind as you're talking about patient satisfaction. When we get off the phone with the majority of our callers, they say thank you. They're appreciative. You can hear the smile in their face, the relief, you know, in their voice. You can hear all of those things. And that's really what we work towards.
All righty. We are already 30 minutes through this program. I'm going to take our one-minute typical break at this particular time. So I want everybody to remember you're listening to Line 1, your health connection. Our local number again is 550-8433. Our toll-free number, 1-888-353-5752. And our email address, line1@alaskapublic.org. We're going to take a one-minute break, and then we'll continue our discussion on the on Medicare's beneficiary and family-centered care quality improvement program in Alaska with Jennifer Bitterman. I'm Dr. Thad Woodard.
You're listening to Line 1 from Alaska Public Media. The program repeats tonight at 8 p.m. on KSKA Anchorage and will not be taking phone calls. You can find Line 1 on iTunes or listen at alaskapublic.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Line 1, your health connection from Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm your host, Dr. Thad Woodard. And our guest today is Jennifer Bitterman. Jennifer is a communications director with Levanta, which is the organization responsible for managing Medicare's beneficiary and family-centered care quality improvement program in Alaska. They also do this for a number of other states. This program is mandated to improve the effectiveness, efficiency, and economy and quality of services delivered to Medicare beneficiaries. The first half of the program, we've kind of ferreted out exactly what the program is doing and given people some information about how to contact them. We'll do that again. We'll go, I think, in the next half of the program or so, we'll talk about very specific examples to give you a better feeling for what you might expect and what kind of problems that you might have that can be helped by Levanta. One question I had from the previous discussion is I can envision a situation where a person's in a hospital or some institution, and there's a lot of difficulty in figuring out how that patient is going to get transferred out of the hospital. As you said, the level of care being needed in the hospital is now decreased to a point where they may be able to go home or to some other facility. But I can see where problems can exist in a number of ways. The patient doesn't like it. There's not room. There's nowhere to go. A lot of factors come in. Does the hospital or the institution ever kind of ask your help, Levanta's help, with solving the problems that they are unable to solve as far as discharge goes?
In terms of the examples that you gave, the majority of the time the hospitals have plans in place or contingency plans, if you will, for a lot of different scenarios.
Okay.
There are times where there may be some disagreement from the nursing, the nursing care plan, the physicians involved on whether or not the patient is indeed ready for discharge, and the hospital can call to request some assistance in facilitating that conversation, if you will, and we will have a physician that will make a decision on behalf of Medicare and say whether or not the patient is indeed ready to go home. I think one of the best services that we offer is because you hear a lot about there's so many different people involved in your health care, especially when you're in the hospital. There, it may feel like there are days where you don't see the same person twice. And one of the things that we try to do, and what the hospitals are working on as well, but when we hear from a patient about this, then we step in to help, is to, we try to coordinate all of those pieces and parts and people who are involved in your care to make sure that everyone knows what their responsibility is and what we need from them in order to help you. And so when we get involved with the discharge plan, a lot of times the patients may be going to a skilled nursing facility, or maybe they weren't intending to. We have a case that we were just working on within the last few weeks where the patient's family called and said, you know, we want to take this patient home. That's what we really want to do. And, you know, but we don't feel like she's ready for discharge just yet. We need another few days to get everything set up and whatever. And so we took the review, we took the appeal, and we started talking to the family saying, are you sure you understand what this means? And here's how the patient's going to feel in the next few weeks, and here's the type of care they're going to need on a daily basis, and here's how much rehab they could get if they were in skilled nursing versus at home, and, you know, here's the services that are offered in the skilled nursing. And after having this relatively frank discussion with the caregiver and walking them through, you know, a day in the life and here's how it's going to go, then they, you know, they came to realize, wow, that's not really the best care, the best plan for my loved one. I can, you know, we can do better by them by having them go to rehab, because they're going to have that intense therapy every day, all day long, and it's going to get them back to better faster than if I tried to take them home and to take care of that at home. So these are the types of things that we can help with a discharge plan.
Okay. One of the other questions I kind of wondered about was, let's say a beneficiary is in the hospital and files an appeal, I guess, let's say, questioning whether they're ready to go home. Can the patient then be discharged prior to that decision made by Levanta?
That's another wonderful thing about the reviews that we do, is when you call to file your appeal, if you call within the time frame that's on the notice that you're given, then you cannot be discharged until we've made our decision. And then once we've made our decision in the hospital setting, you have until noon of the following day to leave.
Okay. Who can contact Levanta? The patient, obviously, their patient representative. Is it kind of open-ended about who can make the appeal?
Yes. Anyone acting on behalf of the patient or in the best interest of the patient can call to initiate the review. What we will do, because of privacy rules and such, we're going to confirm with the beneficiary whether or not they want us to release the review results to the person who filed the appeal or the complaint.
Okay. We have another caller. Jennifer, I'm going to take that call, and we'll see what she would like to ask us. Diane, you're on line one.
Yes. I have a question about outside reviewers. I don't think that on their list of questions to ask is whether the person who may be discharged from the hospital has running water. And, of course, they probably do ask if they have help, but I have known of people who were discharged, and until I talked to the head nurse on the side, they weren't aware that this person had no family to really take care of them and no running water. And I think those should be added to the list.
So the list you're talking about, Diane, is a list of what questions you get from the hospital?
I would assume during the review process.
So.
And these are things that are unique to Alaska.
Yeah,
correct?
I was going to say maybe they're more unique to us. Certain parts of Alaska. Yep.
Well, yes. This was right here in town in Anchorage.
Ah, okay. So it may not be unique to Alaska. So what I hear you asking, Diane, is you're aware of the questions that are asked and wondering if maybe it should be amended and edited a little bit to take into some other considerations than are already on that questionnaire.
Yeah, they should be aware that certain parts of the U.S., including Alaska, even in the big cities, need a little bit more review.
Okay. Have you heard one before, Jennifer?
Not related to Alaska. Oh, okay. We also do work in Puerto Rico, so obviously that is a huge concern at the moment.
Right.
But one of the things that we do, I think, and as part, well, not I think, but I think we do it well as part of our discharge process, and specifically about a part of our patient advocacy and immediate advocacy work that we do, is we really try to talk with the family, the patient, the caregiver, anybody who has experience or is there with the patient, to get a really good understanding of what the home situation is like, and whether it's conducive to the patient. And I can tell you a prime example of this. Again, we were working with a lovely woman out of one of the other regions that we have, and she was calling to file an appeal. And we, okay, fine, how can I help you? Going through the whole spiel with her, and she's like, "Well, I can't go home." And okay. A lot of people say they can't go home. So, but part of what's in the medical record says, they've talked with you about this. You're going back to the same home that you came from. So what am I missing here? I don't understand. She's like, I just had a total knee replacement, and I live on the second floor, and there's no elevator. I literally cannot get to my home. And so it was missed by the hospital. It was, almost missed by us. And it wasn't until we realized that we then worked with the hospital to adjust her discharge plan to be something that would better meet her needs in the interim.
Right. Okay. Seems reasonable. All right, Diane, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
What other examples? We've talked about this hospitalization, early discharge. What other kinds of problems might patients have that they need to be aware they could call about?
So we've had a patient who her mother, the daughter called us saying that her mother was in a skilled nursing facility, had been there for quite a while, and she had some concerns about the care that she was receiving. She said for some reason recently her mother has been overly agitated, and she feels like all the facility wants to do is give her medications. And, and so they're giving her so many medications that all the mother wants to do is sleep and therefore not participate in her rehab that's required for her to stay in the skilled nursing facility. So after talking with her, I understand what your concerns are. Let me get a copy of the medical record. And so when we actually went in and reviewed the medical record, we noticed that her feeding plan had the food that they were giving her through her feeding tube had recently been changed. And we talked with the nutritionist then. We talked with the director of nursing and about this change in the formula, and understood the reasons why and whatnot. And our physician then advised another change to the formula. And through this process, we were able to it was really the cause of all of the problems were because of the change in formula. So we were able to get it adjusted by working with the staff at the facility and with the physician who's responsible for the patient to get that changed, and then that resolved all of the mother's issues, and she was able to participate in therapies again. So it's, the family came in thinking that, it had something to do with the medications that they kept giving her, when come to find out it really had something to do with the formula and the feedings that they were giving her that was causing all of the problems.
Okay. One more time, I want to just let listeners know this is Line 1, your health connection. My guest today is Jennifer Bitterman. She's the communications director for Levanta, the organization that's responsible for Medicare's quality improvement program in Alaska. We've been talking about how to get in touch with them. You can call them at 877-588-1123 or Levanta, LIVANTAQIO.com is their website. Did I do that right, Jennifer?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
All righty. And we're reviewing the organization's purpose and going through some examples of situations where you can get some help if you have questions and you're a Medicare beneficiary. In fact, we found anybody can contact Levanta to ask for some help. Our local number, we've got about 12 or 14 minutes left. In Anchorage, if you've got questions, 550-8433, 550-8433. On our email address, line1@alaskapublic.org. And one more time, the toll-free number, 1-888-353-5752. Does Levanta help Medicare beneficiaries handle billing and financial issues? If not, what advice do you have for those questions?
Levanta is not specifically responsible for those types of issues, but one of the great things that we do is our helpline staff is trained to know and understand how to answer all Medicare questions. And the how-to of that, the important part of that is knowing who to call and who the expert is for that question. And that's one of the things that our staff does extremely well. So when you call Levanta at our helpline number, you are almost instantly put through to a live person. So there's no phone tree, there's no waiting on hold for more than, 15 seconds, I believe is our latest hold time. So almost instantly you're put in touch with a live person who is trained in all things Medicare and is trained to make sure that you get to the right person to answer your specific question. So even if you think it's not something that we've talked about here today, but it is something that's important to you and has to do with Medicare, please give us a call because we want to help get you to the right people.
So it sounds to me that when someone does call, there's basically someone who answers the phone, and they will get that person's questions to the right level of understanding. So it might go to a nurse or it might go to another organization responsible for some of the financial issues, if I'm understanding it well and right. And I also heard you say you also have a physician reviewer and maybe even local individuals that can review certain situations.
That is true.
All righty. You said earlier that we've given out this toll-free number, which I'll do again, 877-588-1123. But you also mentioned a smartphone app. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What does it do? And remind us again how you get a hold of that app.
Right. Our app is called the Medicare Helpline app. It's available on the iPhone and Android app stores, and it basically is a business card. You can open up the app, and within two clicks, it will connect you right into the helpline to help answer your questions. And for people who, especially for caregivers who may work with multiple elderly people or people who are on Medicare, we encourage them to keep this app handy because it is the easiest way to get in touch with us. And it really helps, and so that you don't have to have it written down, you don't have to remember it. It's just there and available on your phone.
Getting back to some of the issues that Levanta may address, we've talked about this appealing for early discharge, and we've kind of beat around the issue of quality of care with Lauren, our previous caller's issue about her hip problems. Can quality of care complaints also go through this system?
They can. So anybody who has a question about the care that they are receiving or have received, you can call Levanta. and we can do a quality of care review for you and work with you to help answer the questions and concerns that you have. We encourage people to call us as you are receiving the care because that's really when we can be most helpful to you. We want to help you receive good quality care, and the best way for us to do that is for you to raise your hand quickly to say, hey, I have a question or I have a problem that I need some help with today. And we have staff that are ready and willing to do that on a daily basis. We can, though, if you have received care in the past and you have questions about it, maybe something just didn't feel right, or you wished it would have gone better, or you wish something different would have happened. We can learn a lot from those scenarios, but we need to know about them. We can't fix what we don't know. And so we are constantly trying to encourage patients to let us know. This is what Medicare has set up the program to do, is we need to hear from patients. We need your perspective because we can't make improvements and make it better if we don't know what's going wrong or what you think went wrong, because it's from all of these people who are willing and able and brave enough to stand up and say, hey, I need some help. I need to ask this question. I think you need to be aware of this situation, that we can't fix it. If we don't know it's broke, we can't fix it. So that's what we are encouraging people to do.
So I would assume also the issue may come up if someone thinks they need to be in the hospital, but the hospital has thought otherwise, either the physician or the whoever is looking into the admission. You all would be involved in looking at that kind of issue as well?
Yes, we want to know about that, because what we've found from doing the discharge appeals that we've done and also with providing the additional support that we give after discharge, we've found that we've been able to significantly reduce that patient's readmission possibility. Once a patient leaves the hospital, we don't want you to have to go back, because we want you to be on the mend. We want you to be able to improve in your health care and be able to manage it on your own, so that way you can live a healthy, happy life, forevermore. And if people have questions and feel like they are so sick that they absolutely need to be in the hospital or that they need to stay in the hospital, that's telling us that there's something that we're missing and we're not giving you what you need. And whether that be information, that be support, whatever it is, we need to fix that before you leave. Otherwise, there's a high probability that you're going to be back.
Right. Hospitals also are under scrutiny not to be readmitted, because sometimes patients that are readmitted, they may not even get paid for that. So, again, I guess I'm wondering if the hospitals take advantage of you, and I don't mean that in a critical way, but more of a positive way, to help them help patients not have readmission. So kind of turning it around with the institution asking for your help.
There is some of that. A lot of hospitals anymore have triggers, and they have staff who are there to help patients with specific illnesses and specific demographics, if you will, that they know are likely to have issues once they're discharged. And so they have programs in place to help those patients. What we feel like we're doing is we're just offering an additional set of hands to the providers to help with the patients maybe that, they didn't think needed the help, but we found out they did, or, that they just needed some extra help that day because they have so many patients being discharged. Whatever the reason is, we just feel like we're there to help and support the provider in this quest to help make sure that patients can be safely discharged and that when they are discharged, they know and understand and are confident that they can take care of themselves.
All right. We're coming towards the end of the program, and I often like to end with asking my guests to just maybe summarize briefly in a couple of succinct messages that you want to make sure our listeners get out of the program. What is it you want them to take away from today's program, Jennifer?
Medicare cares about your quality care, and so we would like you to let us help you get the best care that you can. And whether that be through asking us questions about the care that you're receiving, questioning the discharge that you may be encountering, whatever it is, please call us because we want to help you, and by helping you, we can help the next guy in line.
Tell us again how to get a hold of you.
We are at www.levantaqio.com. We also are on a helpline with 877-588-1123, and we have the Medicare Helpline app in the iPhone and Android app store.
All right. Jennifer Bitterman, thanks very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let me remind everybody, Jennifer is the communications director for Levanta, which is the organization responsible for the quality improvement program in Alaska for Medicare. If you'd like to continue this discussion on this particular program, you can join KSK on Facebook, and you can find that link at www.alaskapublic.org. You'll also find at that link the Line 1 archives, and you can also, which allows you to re-listen to any program we've done, or even refer someone to those archives to listen to a program. Also, you can let us know your thoughts or suggestions. Our email address is line1@alaskapublic.org. Next week, Prentice Pemberton, my co-host, will return, and he's going to continue his discussion of the Affordable Care open enrollment. That begins November 1st. He will be back November 6th to kind of check on people's questions and how things are going, along with some experts on this issue. So why not join him and learn more Monday, November 6th at 2 p.m., repeating that same evening at 8 p.m. on FM 91.1, Alaska Public Media. I want to thank Dave Waldron, who's engineered today's program, and Eric Bork, who is our web editor. I'm Dr. Thad Woodard. Have a great day.
Line 1 is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants and do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Line 1 and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.